Producer Dan is doing something really cool this weekend. He's going to hit dingers at Fenway Park for a good cause.
Yeah, childhood dream, getting a step in the batter box at Fenway Park.
And what are you going to be doing there? Who is it for?
So it's Jimmy Fund Day, and it benefits, you know, Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. And they let, you know, pediatric and adult cancer patients come and, you know, take some swings and field some balls at Fenway Park.
Right.
It's all for charity. I think they've raised like $9 million since they started doing it.
It's pretty incredible.
And they sent me an email like, hey, do you want to come and be a quote-unquote celebrity batter? Which is, you know.
There's no quote-unquote.
It's a stretch,
no,
but I'm going to take it. So I haven't picked up a baseball bat in almost 25 years, since I stopped playing Little League at like 12 years old. And I'm 36, so it's been almost 25 years since I picked up a bat. And I was like, man, if I'm going to get up there at Fenway Park in front of all these people, I can't miss every ball. So I was like, I got to go to the batting cage.
I love that you took this kind of responsibility and initiative.
Well, I mean, I can't go up there and look a fool. It's my dream.
That.
And where
love
did
that.
You go to the batting cage?
I went to Kimball Farm in Westford, and I brought my girlfriend, who was the captain of her softball team.
Smart.
Kaylee has thoughts.
I'm so
welcome to Hitting Lessons with Kaylee. As everybody knows, I was a star athlete back in the day. Dan is about to get into the batting cage for the first time. And how long has it been since you picked up a bat?
Little League, and I wasn't good in Little League.
When you were in T-ball, were you hit the T or you actually hit the ball?
All right, this isn't a roasting session. This is a coaching session.
I need to know what I'm working with.
You're gonna find out now. I'm feeling loose. I'm feeling limber. Watch me work.
Remember, power in the back foot, you step with the front.
I don't know what that means.
All right, and then pick how fast are you going to go. Don't do 70.
We're not starting with 70.
40. Oh, okay, here it comes. All right, baby. All right.
That was a good one.
That was a good start. Keep your weight in their back foot. There you go. Oh, this is going to be some work. All right, yeah, we keep popping up. Let's drive through it. We keep popping up. You would have been out. Okay, nope, you gotta wait for the ball to get to the plate, honey. All right, Jesus. All right, keep your eye on the ball, keep your hands back.
I could be better without you doing that.
Well, I wouldn't be better without her doing that, so for that I'm grateful.
How are you feeling in there as all this was happening and she was giving you this advice?
Well, I couldn't hear the under the breath stuff until right now. So that's hurtful.
All right, keep your eye on the ball. Keep your hands back.
You can get better without you doing that.
I'll keep my mouth shut until you're ready for some coaching.
No, you coach.
There. Oh, another pop-up.
I'm tired already.
You're tired? We got two more tokens of this. That's 30 more pitches. I should be getting paid for this. All right, you got under that one. You're out.
Not good.
Oh, another one. You dropped your hands. Keep your hands up. How do you feel after your first round?
I feel unathletic and sweaty and a little bad. But we're going to have a nice day.
Hey, it's all for charity.
But I want to win charity.
You don't win charity. Charity wins.
Not with this swing, I don't.
You're also using a 9-year-old's bat right now, well, I think, so.
You get what you get at the batting cage.
I think it'll be a little different when you go actually to Fenway.
Little Timmy probably went yard with this. I didn't. Everybody's going to go up there trying to hit the ball. What if we subvert expectations?
So you're just going to go up and just miss everything?
It feels that way after the first round, yeah. I'm tired.
Okay.
How do you rate my first round 1 out of 10? You can be honest.
I'd say there's room for improvement. 4.5.
Wow, that's higher than I thought.
That's a generous 4.5. Want me to get in there and show you?
Sure, you can go in.
Oh my God, I love her so much. There's a queen that knows her worth.
So just remember this sound. Remember this sound, Kennedy, okay? Hold on, here it is. That's producer Dan hitting the ball.
I mean, it sounded like he got a lot of connection with the ball, what I heard.
A lot of fly balls, too.
It doesn't matter. They're not fielding it. You're just hitting it. Mm-hmm. You're not running the bases.
Now,
you just get to hit it.
Now listen to this, Kennedy.
What?
That's Kaylee, who has stepped into the batting cage to show
Dan. Oh, that sound a little different.
Do you hear that sound? It's like a meteor's hitting. She's hitting ropes all over the batting cage. It's like a gun went off in here. Mine didn't sound like that. How you feeling in there, champ? Oh, that was a ground and a double play.
I mean, it's just consistency.
Do you hear the difference between those?
Ding, ding this every time.
This is Dan.
I had better ones than that. You picked a bad one.
I picked the best one. And here's Kaylee.
So something to aspire to. I love that you have someone that can give you some help in your own home.
She's hitting the ball with the barrel of the bat, and I'm fouling it off.
But you made contact. Isn't that all we really care about at the end of the day? I mean, let's be honest.
Dan, I want to know what note that is. Like Charlie Puth would hear that.
Oh, perfect pitch?
Yes. It sounds so good. It's a pleasant sound.
She's getting after it in there.
You hitting... this is what the Friday free-for-all sounds like.
It did get a little better on the second and third token, but still not great.
Well, we're proud of you for getting out there and embarrassing yourself for charity.
I'd hit a good one, and I'd be like, okay, I'm getting it, and then I'd miss the next ball.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
There's anyone who used to play for the Red Sox listening that wants to coach me, I am available this week.
And we're going to need video as well. We're going to need video as well.
No, can't Dan? Wait. Can't
we'll
wait.
You're going to be hearing that song.
It's for the children, really.
It's for the children.
It's for the children. Go donate to the Jimmy Fund Day.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.